wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. Move upon the hearts of the hearers of this message. Open eyes that they may see. In the mighty name of Jesus. The book of St. Matthew is chapter 16, verses 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. St. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And then Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And drop down to verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defile it, neither whatsoever work it abomination or make it a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Our thought comes from these scriptures. Anybody can go to church, but everybody won't go to heaven. I want you to hear this word. Anybody can go to a building, a physical location, but everybody won't go to heaven because they have went to a physical location. Jesus said in St. John 14 and 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go, he said, I'm going to come back and receive you unto myself. Key point. He's going to receive those who received him while they was on the planet. In St. Luke 15, verse 7, I say unto you that likewise joy, watch this, shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented. It's amazing how Jesus was given this parable of the prodigal son. He spoke about joy being in heaven when a person on the earth repents, when a person on planet earth surrender their life to Jesus Christ, the angels in heaven are rejoicing because that's a soul that will be coming to heaven when they leave planet earth. You see, anybody can go to a church. It does not matter the name of the church a person may attend. It could be Sweet Zion, it could be St. John Episcopal Emmanuel Church, it could be Revelation CC Church. It does not matter about that. Anybody can go to a physical building, but everybody won't go to heaven. Now, to dissect this word so you can understand it, because for so long, people have been going to buildings. Nothing is wrong with that. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. The word teaches us about going to a physical location. But I find where the emphasis today is placed more on people joining a building. They shake the preacher's hand. They go down in water. They write their name on the church's roll on the earth. But is that person's name written in the Lamb's book of life because they have given their life to Jesus Christ? And half the times you have churches filled with people that's just church members. They're not citizens of the kingdom. They have not given their light to Jesus. Listen to this. Revelation 20, verses 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life, meaning they have not given their life to Jesus Christ while they was on planet Earth. Let me show you how it works. You may go to a church building location. You hear the word, you respond to the word. You give your life to Jesus Christ. They may write your name on the roll in that particular building, but guess what? Your name has been recorded now in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. Awesome, isn't that? But what's sad is that people can come to a building, join a church, but never been saved. Never gave their life to Jesus Christ. See, anybody can go to church, but everybody won't go to heaven. And percentage-wise, you have from a scale from 1 to 10, a scale of 2 plus people in physical buildings that's really saved, that have really given their life to Jesus Christ. People have been in buildings for so many years, they're figuring and thinking, because I've been here since day one, they've purchased pews, all of that's fine and well. But if they have not given their life to Jesus Christ, they're just a church member and they're going to a church, but they won't go to heaven when they check out of this life. And see, the gospel is good news. And notice what Jesus said in Luke. Joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repent. When a person repents on the earth, joy is in heaven, the place God wants men and women to come when they leave the earth. But you can't get to heaven any kind of way. Anybody can go to a church, but everybody won't go to heaven. You're listening to me, my friend. You may say, well, you know what? I've been in church, quote unquote, a physical building all my life. I've worked in the church. I've cleaned the church. I've vacuumed the church. I've cooked in the church. All of that's fine and well. But the simple question is, have you given your life to Jesus Christ? You may hear this question constantly asked over and over. And you may wonder, why do I keep hearing this same question? Do you know Jesus? Have you given your life to Jesus? Because see, the enemy has deceived so many people throughout history, having them thinking and believing because they have joined a physical church that they're going to heaven when they leave this world. And that is so far from the truth. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. You notice he didn't mention nothing about no church. He said, I am the door. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. I am the light of the world. He didn't mention one thing about what church you in, what your pastor name is. None of that stuff makes a bit of difference if you're in a church building and have never given your life to Jesus Christ. Anybody can go to church, but everybody won't go to heaven. And my friend, you may be listening to me. As I said earlier, you may be doing things in a building. That's fine. But your good works will not get you into heaven when you leave this world. Neither is there salvation in any other. There's no salvation in your good works, my friend. Salvation is found only in Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The only way, my friend, for you to make heaven your eternal resting place is by you giving your life to Jesus Christ. Listen to this good. While you're alive on the earth. Because once you shut your eyes on planet earth, if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, notice, you may have been to a church building, but you will not go to heaven, my friend. You will go straight to hell if you leave this world without Jesus being your personal Lord and Savior. And notice what Revelation 21 and 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination. Simply meaning, anybody can go to a church, but everybody won't go to heaven. People are singing about heaven. People making songs about heaven, making movies about heaven. All of that's fine and well. But the bottom line is, my friend, the only way you can go to heaven when you leave the earth is by you giving your life to Jesus Christ. The Bible said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So it's decision time, my friend. You may be in a church building. You may have been there for years. You may be faithful in whatever you ask to do. But ask yourself this question. Because I've dealt with so many people, and the average person I've talked to, they came to the conclusion of something. They've been in church, quote unquote, but never were saved. They've been doing things in a building, but they came to the realization they're lost. And the thing about it, pride is stopping many people from getting saved. And guess what, my friend? Pride will keep you out of heaven. Pride will keep you from repenting of your sins, acknowledging Jesus, and asking him to come into your life. Don't let your pride keep you out of heaven, my friend. Don't let the fact that you've been in a building all these years and you know you're not right stop you from getting right. I dealt with one young lady, and she came out and said, you know what? She said, realize after 15 to 20 years, she'd been in church and was never saved. I say, what? She said, I came to the realization of something. I've been in church all my life because my parents used to make me go, but I never gave my life to Jesus Christ. If that's you, my friend, I want you to stop what you're doing. You may be going to a church building because your parents make you go, and you may be an adult right now, and you've been going because your parents used to make you go. And now you're going just out of religion, out of repetition. I'm going so people won't talk about me. Forget all of that kind of stuff, my friend. Anybody can go to church, but everybody won't go to heaven. And I know everybody wants to go to heaven, but guess what? It's God's will that you come there. That's what Jesus said. I'm going away to prepare a place for you, but you can't get there any kind of way. See, this is not Burger King. You can't have your way in heaven. Let me repeat that. You cannot have your way in heaven. You cannot get to heaven any kind of way. The only way you can get there, my friend, is by you giving your life to Jesus Christ in this decision time. If you know without a shadow of a doubt that if you died right now, you won't go to heaven, but you will go to hell, but you don't want to go to hell. You want to go to heaven, my friend. And it's God's desire that you come. But God has stated in his word, the only way for you to come there is by you giving your life to his son. See, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Stay tuned for part two of Anybody Can Go to Church, but everybody won't go to heaven.